Breakthrough additive, STP Ultra 5-in-1 plus fuel system cleaner plus fuel stabilizer delivers 3 times the amount of cleaning agents versus premium gasoline and helps keep fuel fresh during storage. For over 60 years, STP has been on the cutting edge developing products to help engines run better, longer.
One bottle contains 3 times by weight the amount of cleaning agents compared to 20 gallons of the leading premium gasoline.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's new spicy, crispy Zinger Chicken Sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up for a limited time. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you could spend $5 on a hand-breaded Zinger Chicken Sandwich, wages, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the Zinger and a $5 fill-up at KFC today. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax extra.
The newest first-time winner at NASCAR's top level is our guest on NASCAR Live tonight. And Ryan Blaney describes everything from his role in Cars 3 as the movie comes out this week to his offbeat podcast and what Sunday's win at Pocono means for the Wood Brothers team. They're 99th overall. However, he's still a racer at heart, so he broke down this weekend's upcoming race at Michigan.
This new aero package on this car, we're having to search around the racetracks more and more. We have to find grip somehow, and that's usually moving the groove around, which is what Michigan needs. And I think we're starting to do that very well. NASCAR's trying things to enhance that and improve it.
Hear the full interview tonight at 7 Eastern Time on NASCAR Live. I'm Woody Kane. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Picture it. Your car and home insurance are perfectly bundled. You're saving loads of money, and life is so much easier. You exist in a heightened state of easy peasiness. Life is as easy as it is peasy as it is easy.
Experience oneness. Bundle home and auto insurance with Progressive. Visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hey guys, Overhead Door is recruiting installers. Here's Overhead President Derek Powell.
Are you happy in your current job? Are you interested in work that is never dull and full of opportunity? Overhead Door is a local leader in the door business, and our 35 employees will tell you they enjoy coming to work. That matters to me, and I own the company.
Excellent training wage, signing bonus, and benefits. OverheadCRIC.com. Please apply in person.
It's 6:05. Welcome in or welcome back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Third and final hour of the program today, taking you up until 7 o'clock tonight. 106.3 FM in Iowa City. That's our South Gym frequency. We've got another one in Cedar Rapids at 107.5 FM. That's our North Gym. And then we've got 1600 AM, the historic main gym frequency, the one that started it all. Across eastern Iowa. Don't forget, visit KGYMradio.com tonight. Vote in the poll question, how many titles will the Golden State Warriors win over the next 5 seasons? Emil's Hideaway bringing you the poll question. Find him on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot. 7 titles now for Steve Kerr as a player and as a coach. Not quite Phil Jackson territory just yet, but impressive nonetheless. The Warriors dispatching Cleveland in 5 games. Someone was right. They said LeBron was worth at least 1 win. They did get the 1 win. He averaged a triple-double over 5 games in the NBA Finals. He had never done that over a 5-game stretch in his career as far as what numbers he put up. Very, very impressive, but ultimately Golden State, just an absolute juggernaut as they're this year's NBA champions. Joining us on the program now, as he does every other Tuesday during the Major League Baseball season, from MLBTradeRumors.com, it's our good friend Ed Creech. Ed, welcome aboard on a Tuesday night. Alex and I have been talking a little bit today about how depressing it is to be a fan of a National League Central team, and so you may as well join our pity party tonight. How you doing?
Not bad. Even after the Brewers blew one to the Cardinals 6-0 in game one of their twin bills. So you talk about NL Central fans, the Cardinals, after those coaching changes, have won 4 in a row, so they must be doing something right.
How much do you buy into that, the fact that you can make a coaching change and it just magically solves everything? Is this a temporary fix that people are prescribing to a coaching change, or did this really solve the Cardinals' issues?
Well, the Cardinals are a talented team. They do have their deficiencies, bullpen, defense, that's been real well chronicled. But I think sometimes whenever you are in a funk, especially when you are in a team-wide funk, I think you need something to snap out of it. You either need somebody to step up and have a tremendous performance, such as a pitcher throwing a complete game or double-digit strikeouts or a one- or two-three hitter. Or in this case, is what they've done is change the coaching staff around. I think this is an indicator of Mike Matheny being on the hot seat. That if these coaching changes, which was the first under John Mosley acting his entire tenure as general manager during in season, if this hadn't righted the ship or doesn't right the ship long term, I think Matheny is really under pressure and he could be the first manager fired in season this year.
The Cardinals have been tinkering, sending players down, bringing players up. Randall Grichuk was sent down. Was this kind of the last move and maybe a little bit of desperation for this struggling team this year, the last move that they could possibly make?
I think so, because there isn't that many. The reservoir of position players they have at AAA isn't great. That it was not going to be that kind of a fix. As far as Grichuk, they did something similar with Colton Wong last year to some success. And so they were hoping to strike lightning twice there. I think, again, you're still seeing a little bit of the hangover of the untimely death of Oscar Tavares. Where would he be in their plans right now? Would he be another outfielder that'd be producing at the major league level? So I still think they're hurting a little bit, suffering from his loss. But then again, today, Jose Martinez hits two home runs against the Brewers. So when things are going well, you have unlucky elite players like Jose Martinez stepping up and having a big day.
The Cardinals win tonight. They'll be the only team in the National League Central with a winning record. Ed Creech from MLBTradeRumors.com joining us. We'll put off Cubs talk for just a little bit, Ed, because I know how much you love talking about the Cubs. I want to ask you about your Brewers, though, because they've dipped down into the minor leagues. Lewis Brinson is up. Josh Hader is up, although it sounds like he's going to pitch out of the bullpen. As a Brewers fan, how excited are you to see some of these top prospects making their debut with the team?
The Twitterverse is all a flutter. They're saying it's about time. I think they started to drink the Kool-Aid as far as the first place record, but it may be losing sight of the long-term rebuild. But I think that, again, this was not part of the rebuild as far as bringing up their top prospects this quickly in Phillips, in Brinson, and Hader, and then again today in Brandon Woodruff. It was all because of circumstances. Travis Shaw was on the paternity list, then family medical leave because of the open-heart surgery his newborn dog. Jonathan Villar hurting his back, making a diving stab at a ground ball against the Diamondbacks this weekend. So it's a matter of circumstance of why these prospects have been brought up. But they're very excited about it. The Brewer fans are excited about it. And I think with Brinson, you're kind of getting a glimpse. He has yet to record his first major league hit, but you've seen him take walks. That's exciting. Hader has only pitched one game, but you can tell he has electric stuff. I personally think he's better as a reliever than a starter. He has struggled the last year and a half since he was promoted to AAA. I think this is somebody who you could use in an Andrew Miller-like multiple innings out of the bullpen with devastating effects. But being a left-hander with high velocity, he's more valuable as a starter, but I think he might be more efficient out of the bullpen. And then, unfortunately, Brandon Woodruff is going to make his major league debut starting game one, but during warm-ups strained his hamstring, and now his future is kind of in doubt regarding the severity of that. So I think it's exciting for any franchise when you see four of your top prospects brought up in such a short amount of time, and you're getting a pretty good glimpse of the future of the Brewers. And again, the Brewers have had this run of being in first place without Ryan Braun. If this had happened last year, the Brewers would have tanked because the offense had disappeared. But they've had other players step up into the fill the void with Braun on the DL. So I think the future is looking bright in Milwaukee.
What about Keon Broxton? This is a guy that coming into the season I think fans were really excited about, and it just seems like the light bulb isn't quite turning on for him at this point.
He's in a horrible slump right now. I think the last time I checked, it was something like 4-for-52 with about half of those outs being strikeouts. I think so far what he's shown in his time in the majors the last year and a half, he's been a very streaky hitter. He'll have long droughts of where he is struggling like he is currently, but then he'll find an adjustment or two, and he'll kick it in. You can see what his potential is. That's why I think seeing Phillips coming up and seeing Brinson coming up could also kickstart Broxton, because if this is how his career is going to play out, long stretches of droughts, feast and famine, if you will, that's not what the Brewers are looking for. They want to find some consistency. And when you have outfielders waiting to come up like Phillips, like Brinson, and then Ryan Cordell, another top 10 prospect who had a fantastic weekend against the Iowa Cubs, is also knocking on the door for coming up. So the leash is going to be a little shorter for Keon Broxton. He needs to find consistency, which is the bugaboo for all young players, unless your name is Aaron Judge.
Sticking in the NL Central, what are your thoughts about Joe Maddon putting Anthony Rizzo in the leadoff spot?
Again, I think it's Maddon just trying to work his magic to jumpstart that offense. This is a team that has struggled. Rizzo's been underperforming. Schwarber, who ideally is, I think Maddon would like to have in the leadoff spot, is still hitting under 200. Even Bryant is underperforming what his career norms are. So I think this is a case like how the Cardinals juggle their coaching staff. I think Maddon's trying to juggle the lineup because, again, they have such great talent. And there's nothing at AAA that you're going to bring up to jumpstart this offense. You're just hoping one of your veterans gets hot.
Ed Creech from MLBTradingRumors.com joining us. It looks like it worked because Anthony Rizzo hit the second pitch of the game about 430 feet. For a home run here. We've had a lot of Cub fans in Eastern Iowa, though, asking me if I'm worried about this team. I'm saying no, but it looks more and more like this is a case of the Cubs just had a perfect roster last year where nothing went wrong, very few injuries to deal with, great roster makeup as far as having a true leadoff hitter, having a guy like David Ross there. And this year, you're really having to see Joe Maddon earn his money. And so far, that hasn't been the case yet. But when would you let panic set in if you were a Cubs fan?
Well, as we've talked about it tonight, there isn't really, outside of the Brewers currently, there isn't anybody with a winning record in the NL Central. So as long as that's the case, it could be at the end of the night with a Cubs win and a Brewers loss, the Cubs are in first place. So I think because everybody is so closely bunched in the NL Central, all it takes is one good hot streak, and you could have a stranglehold in that division, similar to what the Astros have done out in the NL West. In the AL West. The Cubs still have the same talent. Granted, they've lost a couple of subtractions, Fowler to the Cardinals, Ross to Dancing with the Stars, but they still have that same core, that same nucleus. So if they can somehow kick it into gear, Bryant getting in a hot stretch, Rizzo getting in a hot stretch, Schwarber finally hitting above 200, and we haven't even touched on how Addison Russell has struggled both on the field and now off the field. So I think it's just going to be a matter of time that the Cubs just need to tread water and hope somebody catches fire, whether that's a position player or a starter like Lackey or Jake Arrieta.
Speaking of John Lackey, seems to be a lot of negativity around him in the Chicago media and with the fan base over the past couple of weeks. How long of a leash does he have with the Cubs right now?
A long one, because there's really nobody to step in for him. You take a look at the back of the rotation. Eddie Butler's been okay. Anderson is hurt most of the time. So I think right now, barring injury, Lackey's in the rotation because, again, there's really nobody to step in for him unless they make a trade at the deadline.
Ed, I want to ask you about something that got floated a while ago, and I chalk it up to wild speculation at this point, but the thought that Bryce Harper, when he hits free agency, wants to be a Chicago Cub. Do you put any stock into that at this point, or do you think that that's just crazy talk?
I think it's fantasy baseball talk. I mean, if you're trying to build Harper in the same lineup, but when we're talking about payrolls and salary caps, luxury taxes, Harper wants to be a $400 to $500 million player. And when you have a young core like Anthony Rizzo, Kyle Schwarber, Chris Bryant, and an Addison Russell, that money gets spread out very quickly. And I don't know if the Cubs, you know, the Cubs under the Ricketts are, you know, during the rebuild was very stingy. They cut payroll back sharply. They have a lot of off the field endeavors. The development around Wrigley Field is taking a lot of their resources. The rehabilitation of Wrigley Field is taking a lot of the resources. I just can't imagine the Cubs under Ricketts ownership investing that much money in Bryce Harper. And I think that's going to be the case for anybody in baseball. When you talk about what the Marlins are reportedly being, the asking price for the Marlins, which is the neighborhood of $1.3 billion, and you come to realize that Harper is trying to become one-third of that value of a franchise, that's a tough deal financially. And again, with the Cubs, they have a lot of players they'd like to keep under contract. That's going to eat up a lot of their payroll space. So I think while it's fun to fantasize about Harper and Bryan in the same lineup, I just don't see the financial resources there to do it.
We talked to you about a month ago and you were kind of pumping the brakes on this subject, but after 2.5 months of the season and the video game numbers that he's putting up, are you all in on Aaron Judge?
For right now, yes. Yeah, I think right now he has a great case, not only being the AL Rookie of the Year, but the AL Most Valuable Player. I mean, when you take a look that he's leading the majors in home runs, he's leading the American League in batting average. I think he's one off the lead in RBIs. He's got a very good opportunity to be a Triple Crown winner. My first thought when I saw these numbers, I was looking at his stats, they was, okay, maybe the league hasn't caught up to him yet. But then I looked at his game-by-game logs. He's faced the teams in the AL East multiple times, and he's still able to post this record. I don't think the pitching's all that strong in the East. So I think as long as he can make adjustments to whatever the adjustments the opponents are making to him, I think he's on to a solid season. Now, this was his pedigree to begin with, maybe not hitting 347 or whatever he's at right now, but the power, the runs, the run production, I think that's always been there. And I think he kind of his stock dropped, especially in my eyes, with his performance the last couple of months when he was called up last year. But I think now with a full off season under his belt, he had that taste. I think he's truly showing what he is. Now, again, I don't know if he's going to hit for this high over the course of his career, but the power and the run production are definitely going to be there. And I think the Yankees have gotten themselves a great one in Aaron Judge.
Are you much of a draft guy, Ed? How much do you pay attention to what's going on this week?
Not much, simply because it's really tough to project how well drafts are for major league teams, because it usually takes 3-4 years for these players to even reach the majors. And I think it's even one of the disappointing things I find in the major league draft is that could be taken. The bonus slots have a lot to do with it. Let's be honest, Royce Lewis was not the top player in this draft, nor was Mickey Moniak last year when the Phillies took them. The reason they took them where they were, now granted, they were first-round talent. They're not 1-1. And the reason they were taken to that spot was because they could sign them for underspot and use that money to sign players who might have commitments to colleges, who would be tough signs to begin with. So it's not so much athletic, you know, the best player available. It's player available who's willing to sign at that spot. So I think the Major League Baseball draft, for me at least, is really kind of tough to gauge.
What would you do to fix that, Ed? How would you reform things so that the best player in the draft was going number one overall? Is there a way to do it?
Well, I think I like the slot system, the bonus system. I think what they need to do is everybody's going to try to stretch the limits. The thing that I have the problem with is I like the slotting system. What I don't like is that if somebody signs under, you can use that to have an over somewhere else. And so they need to do one of two things. Either get rid of the round-by-round slotting or get rid of your total bonus pool. So that way, if you sign a Royce Lewis for underslot, you can use that money, say, signing a 12th-round draft pick who has a commitment to a college, and you can throw more money at him to forego his college commitment to sign a pro contract. So I think if you're just going to do it, slot every position all the way through, similar to what the NFL does, and I think that would eliminate a lot of it, because in the NFL you don't see that. Granted, you have the rookie contracts, they are slotted, and that's why you don't see a lot of first-round holdouts anymore in the NFL. And it's not like if you sign somebody for underslot, you can use that to overpay somebody later in the draft. That's not the case. So I think if baseball went more towards an NFL system, I think you'd see the pure talent draft where they should be drafted. Now, having said that, most of the draft picks had Royce Lewis going in the top five anyway. But I still think it takes out a lot of the variability.
Ed Creech from MLBTradeRumors.com. We appreciate our biweekly chats as always, Ed. Thanks for the time.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks, guys. Have a great night.
And Ed's Brewers and Alex's Cardinals getting ready to go at it again. Game two of that doubleheader tonight for National League Central supremacy at this point. Anthony Rizzo batting leadoff, and it works.
What a genius, Joe Madden.
He's a genius.
My goodness.
No one's complaining about it.
No,
now
in
that
fact,
it worked.
They're doing the opposite of complaining. How many of those people were the ones that were bashing him like 24 hours ago?
Look, a ton.
And I'm not picking on the Cubs fan base, because this I see this happen all the time. If it works, it's genius. If it doesn't, the manager, the coach, they're an idiot.
Look, I have never, ever argued over the fact that more people are quote-unquote Cubs fans now than there were even 3 or 4 years ago. That doesn't take away from the fact that before the bandwagon filled up, they're still the most popular team in this area, and I will go to my grave arguing that with anybody who wants to go toe-to-toe on it. But you see this all the time with teams, especially ones that have already large fan bases, large national followings. It gets even larger. Look at the Red Sox in 2004. All of a sudden, you can't walk down the street without seeing a Boston Red Sox hat on somebody. So it's always that segment of the fan base that they're the last to buy in. They're the last ones on the wagon. They're the first ones off. And guess what? If the Cubs get hot and reel off 6 or 7 in a row here, they're going to want right back on. And it just, as somebody who has followed the team virtually my entire life, that just gets old. I mean, you're either in or you're out. That's like my parents used to yell at me when I was a kid, because in the summertime when you had the air conditioning running, you were either in the house or you were out of the house. You weren't in the house for 5 minutes, and then you'd open the door and let the air out and in and out, in and out. Got yelled at all the time. Are you in or are you out? And that's the approach that I take to being a fan of a team. Look, I enjoyed that team when they were not very good, and I hoped that there were better days ahead. And lo and behold, they did something that they hadn't done in 108 years last year, and that's win a World Series. And now here we are, not 100 years removed from a World Series win, but literally months removed from a World Series win, and people are complaining about this team as if they're winning 65 games a year. I just, come on. It's June 12th. There's a lot of baseball left to be played. This team's got some warts, but nothing a little Dr. Scholes can't handle. 625.
Non-endorsement.
A non-endorsement. 625, you're listening to the Todd Rommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Kyle Mann's going to join us for another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. NBA Finals in the books. Major League Baseball Draft Day 2 also has come to a conclusion. That and more in the final 35 minutes of tonight's program. Don't go anywhere, back after this.
Your car's in pretty good shape. If it's only 6 or 7 years old, you just commute to work every day and take the occasional road trip. Sometimes you drive around just so your dog can hang his head out the window. Your car doesn't have to be old to accumulate miles. Pennzoil High Mileage is for any vehicle with 75,000 miles or more on it. It's specially formulated to reduce oil consumption and leaks and reduce engine wear. Pennzoil High Mileage, because before you know it, you'll be on the road again. Make the switch at your local Pep Boys location and let the performance speak for itself.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
it smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam from my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
The clock is ticking down. It's all on the line for the relentless pursuit of perfection.
Tissot Swiss Watches delivers the precision and accuracy expected in your timepiece. This is finals time. This is winning time. This is your time. Tissot, official watch of the NBA Finals. Give the gift of time this Father's Day. Shop the Tissot collection available at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, and Jared.com.
As a 300-foot-tall dino monster, people think all I'm good at is rampaging. But there's more to me than that. Just like Geico. Yeah, they could save you money, but they also have over 75 years of savings and service. So Geico is super good at insurance. And yeah, I like rampaging. But I'm also a huge fan of opera.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
628, welcome back, KGYM, 106.3 FM, 107.5 FM, and 1600 AM, streaming online at KGYMradio.com as well. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, and there is a third member of this dance party as well. Kyle Mann, have you ever done karaoke?
No, I haven't. I'm not much of a sing in front of people.
Well, so we were proposing a segment, and it would work with Kyle, too, because his name also begins with a K.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't. Really wouldn't. It would be more of a Coons thing. Yeah.
Kyle
and Coons? Kyle and Coons karaoke. There we go. Kyle and Coons karaoke. We've got
Corner.
Another KKK. I don't know. Look, here's the deal, and this comes up every single year. You can't go to a baseball park and find a team that doesn't keep track of strikeouts during the game. And they deal with this at Colonels games at least once a year.
I've seen it happen at Colonels games.
Someone will complain about showing the third strikeout. You have to, I guess, pretend like it doesn't exist and go from two strikeouts to three strikeouts, because God forbid the three Ks in a row couldn't possibly have any other connotation other than the Ku Klux Klan. And I've seen this before, and it's a yearly occurrence. And I just, look, these people walk among us, the people who are too dense to understand something like the meaning of a K signifying a strikeout in scoring. Like, these people are out there. You stand next to them in line at Target. You are eating dinner alongside of them out and about at Emil's Hideaway. They walk among us, and sometimes it makes me just want to bang my head against the nearest cinder block wall. And I don't know how we got from Coon's karaoke crew to that, but good Lord, to borrow from someone that I used to work with. Pull yourself.
I still remember the lady with the license plate that you snapped a picture of last year.
The
license plate that read, ISIS.
God bless the old woman driving around with the license plate that said ISIS.
And Do you think she gets honked at a lot?
I think she probably gets told that she's number one a lot and probably
has
no idea why. Speaking of ones, Midwest One Bank, where you're the one, brings you this Midwest One Bank Big Board Update.
Iowa first baseman Jake Adams was drafted on day two of the MLB draft this afternoon, coming off the board 181st overall in the sixth round to the Houston Astros. Adams' signing bonus is slotted to earn him up to $250,000. A pleasant but slightly more surprising development for the Hawkeyes was shortstop Mason McCoy being selected shortly thereafter, 188th overall to the Baltimore Orioles. This is the first time Iowa has had two players selected in the top 10 rounds since 1992. Lisa Bluter and the Iowa women's basketball team announced a roster change late this afternoon as freshman forward Bree Sarah has been granted a release from the program. Sarah started 18 games as a freshman but will now look to continue her career closer to home. The Cedar Rapids Colonels will open a three-game series with the Quad Cities River Bandits this evening in the Quad Cities, and first pitch is set for 6:35. Now clinging to just a half-game lead in the Midwest League's Western Division, the Colonels will have Sean Poppin on the mound dueling with Quad Cities ace and Midwest League All-Star Carson LaRue. Poppin is 4-1, while LaRue is 7-1 with a 2.13 ERA. Former Iowa basketball assistant LaVall Jordan was officially announced as the new head coach at Butler last night. Ball was an assistant under Todd Licklider until 2010. Tonight on KGYM, you can hear the Twins hosting the Mariners starting at 7 o'clock. It'll be Kyle Gibson on the hill for the Twins versus Christian Bergman for the Mariners. That'll be on 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
Twins fans very excited about Royce Lewis going number one overall to them last night, and they hope it's a long time before they have the number one overall pick in the draft again. But I know other people, especially those at 950 Rockford Road on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, who are also very excited about Royce Lewis going number one overall, because there's about a 99.9% probability that at some point in 2018, most likely for all of 2018, he's going to be wearing a Cedar Rapids Colonels uniform. Colonels, as Kyle mentioned, on the road tonight, taking on the Quad Cities River Bandits. Six games, that's the magic number for Tommy Watkins and the Colonels. Tommy joined us earlier tonight on the program. If you missed our interview with the Colonels manager, you can catch the podcast at kgymradio.com. Kane County is a half game back in second place. Remember, the top two teams in each division lock down playoff spots in the first half. And Quad Cities, whom the Colonels are playing tonight, and where Jake Adams could ultimately wind up either this year if he has a tremendous pro debut, or maybe next year as the team's everyday first baseman, depending on the rest of the Astros organization. Quad Cities is only two games back from the Colonels, so a lot's at stake over the next couple games as Cedar Rapids goes toe-to-toe with the River Bandits. And the Colonel's going to be back home, I believe, on Friday. Could be wrong about that. The Colonel's going to be taking on Clinton, I think, comes to town next on the schedule. The Lumber Kings, who were the first team to be eliminated from the playoff consideration. Unfortunate for Clinton. It'll be a Z102.9 Mug Club night, 6:35 first pitch on Friday. Make sure to make plans to be out there. Should be a nice warm night. Not too warm. A good beer drinking night, as my good friend Jim West would say. Get those $6 beers, and you only have to pay $6 once, because you get the mug, and then it's a $3 refill all night long, and then you can bring the mug back every Friday home game and get it refilled for $3. That's a really good investment. You pay $6 up front, and then you get $3 refills.
I'm still pretty salty that I haven't been able to make it out to one of these.
It's tough with the road trip. It really makes it difficult.
I mean, we'd be getting out there in like the fourth or fifth inning, and by that time, you only have two or three innings where you can enjoy the deal. Well, one of these times I'll have to do it.
That's enough time to responsibly drink a beverage or
two. Well, it isn't, because I'm a slow drinker.
You can't be a slow drinker when it's 95 degrees outside, unfortunately.
I actually enjoy the warm weather, but
it'll be warm halfway through. That's although true. The mugs have a handle on them, that way your hand isn't on the cup or the glass warming the beer up. But good beer drinking weather, hopefully, on Friday night for the Colonels and the Lumber Kings. 319-366-1600. That's the number to join us on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. NBA Finals in the books. How many championships will Golden State win over the next 5 years? That's the Emil's Hideaway poll question at kgymradio.com. We'll check in on that Cubs game in progress and more as we take you up until 7 o'clock tonight. As Kyle mentioned, 107.5 FM later on this evening. You've got the Twins and the Mariners coming your way. 107.5 FM, the North Gym, your home for Twins baseball all summer long. More of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on the way after this.
Hit your stride early morning or slice into the afternoon at the City of Cedar Rapids Golf Courses. Special rates will make your game an even better value. You'll find early bird and twilight rates at playcedarrapidsgolf.com. Enjoy the country setting of Gardner, the easygoing nature of Jones, the bustle and activity of Twin Pines, or the rolling hills of Ellis. Find early bird and, after 2 p.m., twilight rates for the City of Cedar Rapids golf courses at playcedarrapidsgolf.com.
Play real pool. Yeah, the kind manly men play at TCB Pool Hall. TCB isn't one of those joints with a quarter pool table stuck in the back room for atmosphere. No, TCB is a pool hall. 10 full-size tables, you rent by the hour. But you got to be 21 to get in, because any regulation game of pool requires something cold in your hand. Pool, cold beer, TCB Pool Hall, on the Ped Mall, next to Mondo Saloon, downtown Iowa City.
It's time for some straight talk. Those big wireless companies love to dangle a low price in front of you.
That's all you see on TV these days, all their so-called great deals.
But then, out of nowhere, they hit you with these activation charges and mystery fees.
That's a line drive right to the family jewel.
There you go, and it's not over. Then they nail you with data overages every month.
Good luck walking those off.
That's why you should just switch to Straight Talk Wireless. They have all the best phones from top brands for a whole lot less every month, and without all the mystery fees and overages.
Okay, but what's the coverage like?
Straight Talk uses the exact same 4G LTE wireless networks that the big guys do.
Sounds like it might be time to switch to Straight Talk.
Best phones, best networks for a whole lot less.
And you don't have to wear a cup.
Unlimited plans start at $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Gentlemen, hurry into JCPenney and find great looks for whether you're in the office or on the go. Raise your game with menswear designed by Michael Strahan, exclusively at JCPenney. Get 50% off suits, separates, and dress shirts from Collection by Michael Strahan, and up to 40% off MSX activewear, also available in big and tall. Don't miss out on even more savings with a coupon for $10 off when you spend $25 or more on select items. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney, coupon valid 6/7 to 6/13. Some exclusions and restrictions apply. See store at jcp.com for details.
AutoZone has over 5,000 locations all across the country. But no matter where you're at, there's only one thing you can be sure of. It's gonna get hot. Heat causes battery fluid to evaporate, which could damage your battery's internal structure. That's why Duralast batteries are designed to beat the heat. Tested to start your car at up to 167 degrees Fahrenheit. And even though it won't get that hot in Alaska, you never know. It might. Duralast. Proven tough and sold only at AutoZone. Let's get you what you need.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
6:39, welcome back to the KGYM studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, where the grass isn't exactly growing at a tremendous pace right now, but that's okay for me because I barely have enough time to get my lawn mowed and taken care of with my schedule, so not necessarily. I heard Unash the other day saying something about subterranean moisture in the ground. Scott will sometimes say some things that make me question how I look at him. Like, I think he's a font of knowledge that maybe needs to be tapped in a little more often here in the building. But Scott knows things that maybe your average sports talk person in Eastern Iowa doesn't. And occasionally he catches me off guard with questions about subterranean moisture and whatnot. But you can catch Scott along with Mark Dukes daily from 3 to 4 on the Gym Class here on KGYM. Great discussion today with former Major League Baseball and area native Cal Eldred. You can catch their podcast at KGYMradio.com. And I think I said the word catch about three times there in 25 seconds.
Did you catch yourself saying catch?
I did. I did. Thank you very much.
You caught it.
I caught it. Catch yourself before you wreck yourself. No, that's not the saying, is it? 319-366-1600. That's the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. LeVar Ball is at it again. And I hate to do this.
Why?
He's sort of like a walking, talking meme come to life.
Well, he knows that, and that's why he does it.
It's like a car accident alongside 380. People cannot help but slow down and gawk. They have to rubberneck. Even though you can condition yourself and tell yourself, you know, traffic wouldn't slow down every day if nobody looked at this accident.
In fact, people say that quite often.
But every day there's an accident or something on 380 that slows traffic down, and every day somebody slows down, and then it drags everybody with them. We've known his thoughts about one-on-one basketball and Michael Jordan for a while, but now LeVar Ball has said on Jimmy Kimmel last night, he was there with Lonzo, he said on Jimmy Kimmel last night that he would make Michael Jordan cry in a game of one-on-one, sort of referencing, I guess, the crying Jordan meme online. I am telling you, I am tuning into the draft next week, not necessarily rooting against Lonzo Ball, but I want to see some team other than the Lakers take him. And with LA holding that number two pick, and unless they're putting up a smokescreen, because what you read and what's out there right now is indicating that maybe he's slipping down draft boards. So unless this is LA trying to throw everybody off of their scent and they're going to pick him all along, I think it shouldn't necessarily be the biggest story next week, but it's going to get a ton of play.
Oh, it will be the biggest story.
Where Lonzo Ball ultimately winds up being drafted, because LeVar, you can sort of see this, he's trying to negotiate this, navigate his son to the Lakers. And when we've seen this in the past, sometimes it works, and I'm thinking not just basketball, but other sports as well. Remember, John Elway didn't want to play for the Baltimore Colts, so he winds up ultimately with Denver, and he's happy. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Bo Jackson didn't want to be drafted by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And
Eli Manning didn't want to be drafted by the San Diego Chargers.
Exactly. This is your trying, dad is trying to get him in LA, right in their backyard, in a major market where he can maximize his profits, I think. And I want to see him. Where's Sacramento pick? Are they somewhere near the top 10?
I'm going to check this here, but the last projection that I saw from Steve Kyler, who joined us on Friday, was that he would go number 5 to the Sacramento Kings, actually.
There you go. I wasn't on the show on Friday. I was tending to some personal business. I want to see him go to Sacramento, just because instead of the bright lights and the glamour and the glitz of LA,
Sacramento. In that organization.
Which there is nothing glamorous about Sacramento. Look, it's the capital.
Could you imagine if he was playing for that team and they would get covered more? But that is such a horrible, horrible organization.
This is an NBA team that essentially stole the logo of the Cedar Valley Court Kings. That's how sad that franchise is.
It is a sad franchise, and you saw the way that Boogie Cousins got along with upper management and then with whatever coach they put in front of him. This is a losing organization, and LeVar Ball in Sacramento, that's a reality show. That's basically the script for a reality show.
And that's what this is all about. Dad wants him in L.A. He wants a reality show. This is all about the product, the Ball family product, that big baller brand. And look, this is a get-rich-quick scheme that hasn't exactly been quick, because LeVar has been working on this for years, but he's sort of seeing his grand plan blow up right in front of him. I mean, this is if the Roadrunner passes through the tunnel and Wile E. Coyote, right before he runs into the wall, realizes that it's a mirage painted on there. And this is LeVar, right before things falling apart, I think, realizing no matter what he says, no matter what he does, he can't really control this. And that dream of his son playing for the Lakers in the Staples Center with Rihanna and God knows who courtside, all these stars, the glitz and glamour of LA is going to probably wind up being whatever it is in Sacramento. But I think there are going to be a ton of people who are following the draft next week because of Lonzo Ball. And that's good for the NBA, whether or not you agree with me on that. It's getting people interested in the league and not necessarily for the basketball. But that's sort of where we've come to now. The NFL saw this way ahead of everybody else, and that's why they've cooperated with HBO on Hard Knocks. Because if you can get people interested in your product who aren't necessarily sports fans, but they enjoy reality TV, then you're tapping into a new market. And I'm telling you right now, this Ball family is reality TV at its finest, both positive and negative. Everything that's good about reality TV, but everything that's bad about it too, because let's face it, a lot of us, and I'll put myself in this boat, a lot of us like reality TV when we know we shouldn't, because it's mindless dreck. But you're disappointed that there's not going to be a Bachelor in Paradise this year. I know you are, because I am. Because unlike Bachelor and Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise didn't try to hide what it was all about. It's just good-looking people in bikinis getting drunk and having a good time and hooking up and drama, and that's what we tune in for. At least what I tune in for. That and the bartender, I always thought he was the best part of the program. Can't remember him, though. And now that show's probably off the air for good. But I digress, as I often do here on the program. I think whether or not you buy into the carnival act that is Papa Ball, LeVar, this is good attention for the NBA. Even though
it's attention.
It leads people to displaced anger. I think they're rooting against Lonzo when he's done nothing wrong. You know, he's got a little Stockholm syndrome, but that's big. Look, he's his dad. You're going to stick up for your dad. You're not going to throw him under the bus, but he's cost him millions of dollars with the shoe deal. And now, well, I guess Lonzo's got nobody to blame but himself if he's not working out well with teams privately. But I think he comes in, he has an okay workout. Maybe the straw that breaks the camel's back is LeVar.
Wherever he goes, it's going to spell ratings for the league. And just let's go back to his only private workout, because his dad said that he was going to only work out for one team. And he held up his end of the bargain. He only worked out for the LA Lakers. And pretty much the entire city, the entire media members, the group of media members from the LA area, were in attendance at his private workout. That combined with right now ratings being at a very high mark for the NBA Finals, in the short term, I think this is good for the league. But I feel like with a guy like LeVar Ball, and I've already reached this point, I've already reached the point of fatigue with it, because I hear something new. As soon as you said LeVar Ball is at it again, you heard the sigh. I personally just kind of tune it out anymore, but I know people are still tuning in for it, and I can't really. I'm trying to wrap my mind and justify why that is. Why are people still tuning in for it? And I.
Because just like driving on 380, you cannot help yourself but to crane your neck to see what the accident is. And that's what it is. Because no matter how good of a person you think you are, you will rubberneck at somebody else's tragedy or somebody else's drama. No matter how good you are, we've all got it in us. Some of us aren't afraid to admit it. Others of us try to hide it. But most of us enjoy this stuff to differing degrees. Cajun Troy on the text line says Ryan Seacrest and Mama Kardashian will produce that reality show. Of course they will, if there's enough money. Now, I don't think LeVar gives up producer's rights. Now, LeVar wants that high back chair, the canvas chair with his name on the back. He wants to be the guy who's yelling cut.
Maybe it's just my personality, and I am being very honest right now. I don't take any pleasure in seeing other people's misfortune or tuning into reality television.
You're too good, Alex.
No,
it's
not that.
That's not me cutting you down. That's me telling the listeners out there that you are authentic. You are a good human being.
Well, I wouldn't
and that's
go that
why
far.
I question your career choice here, because it's normally people like me that wind up in this business. I know where you're coming from, though. You don't have any interest. None at all.
I've found myself watching some ridiculous reality television before. I took some pleasure in watching as Kyle and I talked about before the show, that horrible show on MTV, Jersey Shore. I took some amount of pleasure in watching that, and I felt bad about that because it's flat-out garbage. But I did take some pleasure in watching it, so I will admit that. So there's maybe a little bit of an ounce of me that does enjoy that kind of stuff. Just a little bit.
I always knew you were Team Snooki. 6:52, Kyle's going to come in and give you a final Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Cubs on top of the Mets, 6-1, by the way. So, boy, look at that. Anthony Rizzo leadoff home run has just sparked a forest fire today between the Cubs and the Mets. Kyle's going to give you a Big Board update after this.
It's time for some straight talk. Those big wireless companies love to dangle a low price in front of you.
That's all you see on TV these days, all their so-called great deals.
But then, out of nowhere, they hit you with these activation charges and mystery fees.
That's a line drive right to the family jewels.
There you go, and it's not over. Then they nail you with data overages every month.
Good luck walking those off.
That's why you should just switch to Straight Talk Wireless. They have all the best phones from top brands for a whole lot less every month, and without all the mystery fees and overages.
Okay, but what's the coverage like?
Straight Talk uses the exact same 4G LTE wireless networks that the big guys do.
Sounds like it might be time to switch to Straight Talk.
Best phones, best networks for a whole lot less.
And you don't have to wear a cup.
Unlimited plans start at $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Gentlemen, hurry into JCPenney and find great looks for whether you're in the office or on the go. Raise your game with menswear designed by Michael Strahan. Exclusively at JCPenney. Get 50% off suit separates and dress shirts from Collection by Michael Strahan. And up to 40% off MSX activewear. Also available in big and tall. Don't miss out on even more savings with a coupon for $10 off when you spend $25 or more on select items. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Coupon valid 6/7 to 6/13. Some exclusions and restrictions apply. See store at jcp.com for details.
AutoZone has over 5,000 locations all across the country. But no matter where you're at, there's only one thing you can be sure of. It's gonna get hot. Heat causes battery fluid to evaporate, which could damage your battery's internal structure. That's why Duralast batteries are designed to beat the heat. Tested to start your car at up to 167 degrees Fahrenheit. And even though it won't get that hot in Alaska, you never know. It might. Duralast. Proven tough and sold only at AutoZone. Let's get you what you need.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
All right, welcome back. KGYM and the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. ESPN programming on the way for you tonight, except on the North, GM 107.5 FM. You are eventually going to get the Minnesota Twins and the Seattle Mariners here to tell you all about that and more for the final time tonight on the Midwest One Bank Big Board Update. It's producer Kyle Mann.
Iowa first baseman Jake Adams was drafted on day two of the MLB draft this afternoon, coming off the board 181st overall in the sixth round by the Houston Astros. Adams' signing bonus is slotted to earn him up to $250,000. A pleasant but slightly more surprising development for the Hawkeyes was shortstop Mason McCoy being selected shortly thereafter at 188th overall to the Baltimore Orioles. This is the first time Iowa has had two players selected in the top 10 rounds since 1992. Lisa Bluter and the Iowa women's basketball team announced a roster change late this afternoon as freshman forward Bree Serra has been granted a release from the program. Serra started 18 games as a freshman but will now look to continue her career closer to home. The Cedar Rapids Colonels opened a three-game series with the Quad Cities River Bandits just a little bit ago in the Quad Cities. Now clinging to just a half-game lead in the Midwest League's Western Division, the Colonels will have Sean Poppin on the mound, dueling with Quad Cities ace and Midwest League All-Star Carson LaRue. Poppin is 4-1, while LaRue is 7-1 with a 2.13 ERA. Former Iowa basketball assistant LaVall Jordan was officially announced as the new head coach at Butler last night. Ball was an assistant under Todd Licklider until 2010. Tonight on KGYM, right after our show, you can hear the Twins hosting the Mariners. It'll be Kyle Gibson on the hill for the Twins and Christian Bergman for the Seattle. You can hear that game on 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
Colonels and River Bandits scoreless after one inning of work. Sean Poppin inducing a couple weak groundouts back to the pitcher's mound, so he's got it working tonight. The Harvard product. Always interesting to see where players are taken in the draft. The Cubs today took a player from MIT, a guy who's said to have some pretty raw power. They also selected a player out of Minnesota in the 10th round.
guy from Memphis.
I was going to say, there was another...
I was going to bring it up, and then I didn't want to go down that road with you, but I thought maybe...
I don't know who that is.
Maybe Alex would hop on the Cubs bandwagon now that they drafted a guy out of the University of... Outfielder.
I'm not a bandwagon jumper.
Outfielder out of the University of Memphis. Coming up on the program tomorrow, Tommy Birch from the Des Moines Register is going to stop by. We'll put a wrap on all of this draft talk. But Tommy, following along with the fortunes of two Iowa preps and a couple Hawkeyes drafted today, day three of the draft tomorrow, we expect Nick Gallagher to hear his name called as well as a couple other Hawkeye recruits. And it's Wednesday. That means the 6 o'clock showdown as well, plus another prize pack from the Freedom Festival. Thanks for listening. We'll catch up with you tomorrow on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
Picture it. Your car and home insurance are perfectly bundled. You're saving loads of money, and life